Hello, my beautiful people, and welcome to the Happiness Growth Podcast. You are tuned into Riri Okoye. I hope you are doing great today. So on today's episode, we are going to be talking about your health and happiness. And today is the fourth episode. And do you know something? Four is my lucky number. Yay! Because I was born on the fourth. So it has always been that way. And I remember some years ago, I also lived at number 4 Williams Road. And at the time, I think there was 4 of us. So I was always like, 4 is my lucky number. Anyway, it's still 4. So today is the fourth episode. And we are talking about your health and happiness. Is your health making you happier? Or is it decreasing your happiness? Okay, so let me tell you a story. Let me tell you about something that happened to me in 2011. So I was invited to an empowerment event with about 10 lady friends. Whoop, 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 if you're listening. And it was an event by the Catalyst, Lare Olushola. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And there was about 200 to 300 women in this hall. And I had seen nothing like this. This event took place in Lagos. And Lanre was able to bring us to a state, you know, through meditation probably, and maybe hypnosis, I don't know. But he told us to imagine a garden. And in that garden, we were emptying all our burdens, you know, whether it was worry, stress, unforgiveness, bitterness. And he wanted us to empty our problems into this garden. And it happened. And I kid you not, most of the women in that hall were emptying all their burdens. There was a lot of tears. There was crying. You know, it was just unbelievable. This was not church. This wasn't an empowerment event. But it made me realize how many of us are really carrying a lot of burdens inside us and how it can make us really, really sick. And at the event, I actually purchased a book. And that book, again, changed my life. It was a book by Don Corbett, and the book was called Deadly Emotions. And I've actually given away that book because when I was relocating back to the UK, I gave away a lot of my books. But I might reorder that book and just keep it in my library. Now, what I learned from that book was the connection between unforgiveness, bitterness, deadly emotions, and disease. And even though it's not always been easy for me, I really try my best to forgive. And even though when I say forgive, it doesn't necessarily mean that I have to reconcile with people, because some people are just in your life for a season, but just really intentionally in my heart, forgive people. It's not easy to do, but when you realize that it can cause sickness to your body, it's something that you can intentionally do. Now, I grew up believing that, you know, forgiveness and reconciliation went hand in hand. But I realized through life lessons that it doesn't necessarily mean that. And that was why I am able to forgive some people, but not necessarily have them in my circle or have them around me, you know, just to protect my mental well-being. And I'm sure a lot of you that are listening to this podcast understand what I'm saying. And some of you may be doing the same. But it's important to manage your mental well-being. Now, aside from that, I'm studying. I love to study. I love personal development. I love learning new things, especially on this area of happiness and wellness. And There's a group of people in Japan, the Okunawas, and they have longevity. And there's been a lot of research around their longevity and what causes it. And, you know, how are they able, 40% of the population live over 100 years. And why is that? So they've done research. And the research is not surprising, to be honest with you. It didn't surprise me. But now that I've even done the research more in depth, it's making me think about certain things that I need to do to improve my health, you know, and they are happy. They haven't been named the happiest, but they are happy people, you know. And one of the things is their diet. We know that there's a strong link between our diet, things we put in our body, and our health, you know. So they are very mindful. They, you know, vegan lifestyle, lots of vegetables, soya, all of that good stuff, you know. And they also have a strong community. So it's very important to have those great friends, you know, for your health and your wellness. What else do they have? An exercise. They practice Tai Chi. So exercise. And we know that already. We've heard it from the health coaches. We've heard it from the health gurus to tell us to move, don't they? Now, what I found with regards to exercise and health is that you've got to do what you love, because if you don't, you will start on a journey and you will not complete it. Now, one of the things that I love to do, and some of you that follow me know that I love to do this, is dancing. I love to dance. So I'm going to keep on dancing. So any of you that follow me, you're in for some more entertaining from me with my dancing. And that is what I do. And guess what? When I dance, especially to music that I really love, especially old school music, you know, it just gives me such a sense of happiness and joy, you know. So I think to myself, anytime I'm in a bad mood, henceforth, I'm just going to tune on to my oldies and dance. I mean, dancing is not for everybody. Not everybody gets as excited as Riri does when I'm dancing. But I love to dance. And dancing is part of exercise. And it's good for you. So, what are you going to do in terms of exercise? Because we know, it's all scientific, about all the chemicals in the body when you exercise, the moods that it improves. I don't even know all those scientific names, but you know, we've been told. So be intentional about your exercise. Some people love to run. Some people love to jog. Some people like to do yoga or aerobics. So my husband loves swimming. I love dancing. You've got to find something, because exercise will really help you on this journey to improve your happiness and your well-being. Okay? Also being mindful of our diets. You know, I'm on a journey now where I relocated back to the UK not too long ago, and I've put on weight. I've put on weight. So I've got to take measures to drop the weight, because it's affecting my ankle, you know, and not just that. I just want to lose some weight, okay? So, health and happiness are connected, and we have to find ways, we have to be intentional about our health. You know, we have to forgive others, we have to, you know, be deliberate in not holding grudges against other people. We have to be intentional about our diet and what we put into our bodies. And we also have to be intentional about our movement and exercise. And when we do all of that, guess what? We'll be happier. We'll be healthier. Happiness and health go hand in hand. Who agrees? So that ends today's episode. You have been listening to the Happiness Growth Podcast with Riri Okwie. Please drop me a note. Let me get your feedback. Let me read whether these podcasts are really helping you, because my purpose is to help you improve your happiness and well-being. Stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you again next week. Bye-bye.